Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and better that, Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia. I am your host, Mike Knox, and indeed I spell my name with three X's, because like UFC 227 tomorrow night, part two, between friend of the program, TJ Dillashaw, and Corey Gorbent, I am hardcore. But people, you already know that. First, the particulars. Number to call in, 347-637-3859. Make sure you follow me on Twitter by my namesake. I am loud. I speak loud. And fellas, if you're not making it get loud, frankly, we had Girlfriend Day and National Orgasm Day. So if you're not making it get loud, that is your fault. At Mike Knox with three X's. And also, make sure you follow the station, give an identification at 1340 AM Fox Sports. And since you're following us on the social media network, wherever social media is sold, which is absolutely free, follow Soul in Sports, S-O-U-L, capital N, Sports. People, and today, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and simply I put it like this. Are you ready for some football? Yeah, I used to have the sound bites, but then the system that we use took all my goddamn music. So now I got to do it for you this way. But yes, people, football is back. Yes, it may have been preseason, but damn it, didn't it feel good to watch the National Football League. So we're going to talk about this new helmet rule and the changes in the NFL. Are you excited about the NFL? Well, Terrell Owens, who can make a play? I can. I said, who can make a play? I can. Terrell Owens, does he regret not being at the Hall of Fame ceremony, which takes place tomorrow? And frankly, people, I'm going to cry because Brian Dawkins goes into the Hall of Fame. And if I shed a tear, it's okay. They are thug tears. My wife calls them. She calls them thug tears. Yeah, I may have shed a tear this past week watching the originals go off the air. But that wasn't a thug tear, she said. But it's okay. They were thug tears, people. But also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, as I just said, UFC 227 is going down on this Lock It Up Friday. So we'll get into it.
PJ stole everything from me. An idea that I don't think about getting my world title back.
I came out the cows and dropped her out.
Oh, yeah.
Cody was just trying to get in my head, and it just kind of pumped me up even more. Me and Cody have had some bad blood. Nothing's changed. I want to run it back. This is one for the ages.
PJ Dillashaw, where are you at? I'm going to be the champion. That's my belt. This is why I do it. Come on.
Oh! My eyes is on the prize. I want to fight for the title.
It's on. Let's go.
Next time we step in Octagon, break it!
I just can't get you out of my head.
That's right, y'all. It's going down tomorrow because the real main event should be the best pound for pound fighter in the UFC. Mighty Mouse Johnson's on the card tomorrow. Garbant versus TJ Dillashaw tomorrow. Swanson's on the card, people. We got it all tomorrow night. To buy or not to buy? That is the question. We will break it down for you. So, people, as we get into it, like we always get into it around this time, welcome to the program all the way live from the DMV. We know his black ass better have some ID because they pulling black people over these days. It's, you know, it's just, I'm just saying, if you BWB, they will pull you over. What's going on, Wale?
You said these days. You mean forever. You mean these days.
Every day.
Every day.
I like to my white brethren out there. You know, the blue out there. You know, I was trying to be, you know. I know we saw the Trayvon Martin thing.
Saying.
You don't have to always.
I'm just saying.
Oh, we still should be.
I'm not knocking the other side. I'm just saying we get pulled over.
Do you have your ID on you, though? You got your ID, though, don't you? You got that driver's license,
always.
Don't you? Okay.
Oh,
all right, then.
I got you.
Listen, guys, also welcome to the program. It's been a while since he's been here. Y'all may not recognize his voice because, damn it, when he told us today he was going to be on the show, we kind of all just gave him that side eye. Like, you know, you watching Spider-Man, the very first one with Tobey Maguire, and the punch was coming. You kind of moved them and go, whoa. Yeah, he said he's going to be on the show today. All the way from Miami. You know, he all big baller style now that he's getting engaged and stuff, got himself a little lady. You know what I'm saying? This is what happens. You start to get, you know, start to get laid. I can say laid on air, right? FCC, that's approved? Okay, I get fine. Okay. Yo, Randy, how you going to pay for that? Straight cash, homie. What's going on, Huggo?
What's going on, Mike? Yeah, man, it's been a while. You know, I've been busy with work, also the World Cup, you know, happened this summer, starts next week. That's why I haven't been around, but I'm here today, UFC. Did you hear the news just now, Mike? It was just made official about a minute ago. I don't know if you heard it, but Conor McGregor, Khabib Nurmagomedov, or however you say his name, has been officially made for UFC 229.
So he's back. Conor the racist McGregor is back. Can't wait to see him.
He is
I can't. I mean, I think he's a racist after that comment. You can't be that intelligent and then make that comment and not be labeled as a racist. And I know people say, you throw that word around all the time. I go, well, this is a barbershop, and what happens in the barbershop, don't always stay in the barbershop, because you can talk about whoever and whatever and whoever you want to in the barbershop, except for Riley Carey, because she is off limits in the barbershop. Besides that, so he's racist. But anyway, that's good news, though, that he's coming back. Madoff and Conor, that should be a good fight. I wonder how much he's getting paid, because he said he won't come back for anything less than 20.
I'll be real with you, man. I thought it was gonna happen at the end of December. Normally, because they always have a big fight at the end.
Isn't that the Madison Square Garden car? Okay,
yep.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
So he's back to fighting the Gotten. That's what happens when you go to the Gotten. So, but let's get into it, y'all. Football was back last night, and I don't know about you, Wally, but I've never, ever been excited about preseason as I was for this Thursday night game. And I asked a friend of mine, I said, why is this game on Thursday? He said, you know, the ratings that was always not happening for the Hall of Fame game on Sunday night. You know, so they put it on Thursday night. I think that was a very good idea. There was nothing on TV. It's the middle of summer, right? Where you going? I mean, you can watch, what's that hashtag, Gov, Growing Up Hip Hop, right? That's the stupid hashtag they use, right? I watched that, but, you know, it can wait for the National Football League. And we saw the return of Robert Griffin III. You know, we don't call him RG3 in this program. We talked about that, right? He gets back to superstar status. His mama named him Robert. We're going to call him Robert. Robert Griffin, Lamar Jackson, the new-look vamp Chicago Bears, which I think will be a sleeper in the NFC North this year, personally. And it's not because it's my home team. I like the improvement they made, but you made it very clear to me that Trubisky's not that good, Wally. But watching football back last night, first, were you excited to see the NFL back on TV last night, Wally?
Yeah, I was excited, you know, to have football back. I mean, anytime you get to see that, you know, the football is – the U.S. is the U.S. is sport. It's sport. It is like it's not baseball. It's not basketball. Football. It is what it is. Like, everybody loves football. And the opportunity to get to see Robert Griffin III and Lamar Jackson. You know, usually when you get that, you know, that first preseason game, or even the Hall of Fame game, you know, you usually get some bums playing throughout the whole game, and you're like, okay, well, this is getting watered down. I don't want to watch this game anymore. But this game was intriguing because in the first half, you got Robert Griffin III, and in the second half, you got Lamar Jackson. So I just felt like as an entertain as in terms of entertainment in a preseason game, that this is probably one of the more that was probably one of the more entertaining preseason games you're going to pretty much see, period.
Well, as they would say, and I used to have the sound bite, are you not entertained? Okay, because I was very entertained last night by that. I ain't going to lie. I'm a little pissed off at Blog Talk Radio for deleting all my goddamn music. How do we have, Hugo? What's this, episode 1957? Like, we're almost on 2,000 freaking episodes, okay? And, yeah, we didn't pay that bill for a week. So what? Okay? I didn't pay that bill for a week. You going to take all our damn sound bites away? You know how many sound bites? Shows I had, yeah, Blog Talk, I know you listening. That was poppycock. Or better yet, that's was baloney. And we know I don't like baloney. But also welcome to the program from the City of Champions. What's going on, Jay Chris?
What's going on, guys? Am I getting my Ving Rhames on today so far?
What would that exactly mean?
You sound all right.
I sound regular now?
You sound regular today.
Let's see how long that lasts. I don't know what's going on with my microphone, but I don't know.
Well,
maybe
it's a big rich town. It is a big rich town, so maybe that's what it was.
I just come from the poorest parts where your microphones decide to change the voice all on their own. So I don't know. We'll see. See what's going on. What's going on, man? I'm excited
we got
to be back.
Hugo came in the barbershop. He must have had some kind of Colombian haircut that he'd be cut today. All of a sudden, he's back in the barbershop.
Hugo is going to be tying the knot very soon. And, you know, he's got to get back and make sure, you know, the hair is tamed and everything. So on that special day, everything is good to go. You can't just go into the barbershop the one time and get your hair right and expect it to be right. You got to get it ready. Got to get it prepared up until the point when you go tie
really?
That knot. So, yeah.
It's almost like
doing your lawn, your landscaping. You got to tame it. You got to train it. You know,
only lawn I care
right.
about is that love below lawn. But anyway, Hugo, football was back last night. Were you excited? I thought it was a very exciting game as well. I went over your heads. I said it real fast. I won't get no more trouble. But yeah, Hugo, your thoughts on the Hall of Fame game last night. Were you happy to see it on Thursday night as opposed to Sunday?
I mean, it is Thursday night. I you know, a lot of people are on Sunday. I know what they were probably doing on a Thursday, you know, prime time and all of that. So, yeah, I mean, I was excited definitely that football is definitely on. It's been a far way too long off season. A couple of things that really confused me, obviously, the new rules that the NFL has implied. I was kind of like, well, what the hell? Like, you know, what was that? But it was great definitely seeing, you know, seeing the backups out there, seeing Robert Griffin III be out there. He obviously looked positive. He was happy that he was back out also on the field. Also, Lamar Jackson, seeing him actually go
what
out
happened
there.
What happened when you marry a new white woman? That boy changes
Sorry?
White women like people change. Robert Griffin changes white women like people change Jordans. That's what happens. I'm telling you. It's a new white. It's a different white girl. He got a little. I'm just saying. Right? He went from one white girl to another white girl. Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's what
he likes. Like the Instagram white girl.
But it was definitely great to see them, Mike. It was definitely great to see, and I'm excited for the Hall of Fame also on Saturday. How about you guys? Definitely, I know the whole thing with Terrell Owens, you know, surrounding him not showing up to the Hall of Fame, but definitely seeing Brian Dawkins, Urlacher as well being out there. It's definitely gonna be a fun, fun ceremony to watch on Saturday night.
Before we get into the Hall of Fame, I'm gonna get you to start this part of the discussion off, Jay Chris. The new rule changes in the NFL that leading with the crown of your helmet. Do you see this being a big issue? They have was about like what four flags of this call? Two of them I didn't think it was one or two of them. I thought the call was a bad call. It's like you're trained a certain way, right? So I get if you're going in helmet to helmet, leading with the crown, or even if you're going helmet to helmet to the face mask. But this is what these guys have been trained since Pop Warner to do to break up the football. Do you think it's going to be a problem, Jay Chris, this rule?
Absolutely. Absolutely going to be a problem. And to be completely honest with you, I thought that the rule actually was created last season, but I guess maybe this season they're actually going to go ahead and enforce it. This is going to be a problem. Naturally, whenever you do anything in life, if you need to protect something, you kind of dip your head down. To protect, I can't see how this won't be an issue, and Honestly, man, I mean, it's supposed to lead to less head injuries, because that's what really the NFL is worried about, the head injury. They ain't worried about injuries anywhere else but the head. And I completely understand
right,
that.
Right, good point.
It's going to lead to
forget your ankle.
I think
forget your knee.
Yeah, forget everything else. Well, unless you're a quarterback. But right. I think it's going to lead to more injuries in other places. Collarbone mm-hmm. injuries, rib injuries, things like that. So I think it's going to be a problem in more ways than one. And penalties is not going to be the only way that this is a problem for the league this year. But I don't see it changing, though. I'll be watching rugby sevens. They're allowed to lower their head. I'll be watching rugby this year.
What about you, Wally? And the one rule that I didn't even know was a rule change this year, and that was what they're calling the Aaron Rodgers rule, where once that offside, they're getting rid of the free play rule that we know guys like Aaron Rodgers are really good at. So remember, that's how he got hurt. It was a free play. He went back and he got smashed and tore his collarbone.
Yeah, Tom Brady, everybody, Dan Marino's been doing it for years. We're doing it for years back in the day. It's a dumb rule. People, this whole injury, people are getting too fixated with, like, injury. You play football, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you're going to get hurt, like, concussions, whatever. I know I'm a guy that, I mean, I know I'm going to sound insensitive, but at the end of the day, it's football. Like, we all know that you got to be a tough dude to play football. You had to be crazy to play football and play at the high level, at the highest level. And you knew you were going to get hurt. You knew you had an opportunity. There was a chance for you to be paralyzed. So, like, I'm through. I'm over it. Like, to be honest with you, like, I'm over this whole, like, injury craze. Everybody wants to be PC, and it sounds good. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, you're ruining football. Like, that's what it is. You're ruining football. Like, if anything was, like, I know the hit you were talking about, Mike, too, like, in the game. Like, most of those calls were, like, bogus. That wasn't even, like, real football. Like, you separated man from ball. And it wasn't even – that's all you did was separate man from ball, and you didn't even – and most of those hits weren't even like a Chuck Cecil-ish type of a hit. It was like a Brian Dawkins type of hit. It was a clean mm-hmm. football play. You just separated man from ball. It is what it is, man. Like, even if, like, the changing of the kickoff, like, you have to wait, right? You have to wait
yeah,
for
I think that rule
air
too.
Now to move. Like, what? Like, are you serious? Like, I'm like over it. Like, I'm really over it.
So wait a minute. So is this rule that if there's a free play situation, the whistle will blow now. There's no longer going.
Yeah,
yet.
It's supposed to stop the play once they see
the flag. No, like if you see the flag, blow the whistle, stop it. Because what happened was that was at the beginning of the game. They spoke about it when RG3 had the fumble in the game.
Yeah.
But they had it was the flag, so it didn't happen, but he got hit nevertheless. So my thing is what you're talking about, Wally, as well. You know, we have certain quarterbacks, you know, that will be protected all the time. Well, will other lesser quarterbacks be protected? If that's a rule, then why was Robert allowed to be hit yesterday on the same exact play we're talking about right now? So I'll take a closer look at that moving forward as well.
Because we're making America great again.
Yeah, it's all about money, man. Like, at the end of the day, it's all about money. It's all about profit margin. Like, if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, you're losing money. The league's losing money. Same thing with concussions. It's like a lawsuit. That's why they don't care about concussions. They care about lawsuits. If that
right.
was the case, they wouldn't be playing games on Thursday nights if they cared about injuries. They don't care about that. Thursday nights, they can make more money. It's more viewership. They don't care about injuries. They care about lawsuits and money. It's all about the bottom line. At least keep it 100. Like I wish the NFL would just be honest and just say, you know what, I just care about money. I don't care about anything else.
Sorry. Did you say honest in the NFL? Stop it.
Yeah, just be real. Be real.
We know.
Like all this other stuff is foolish.
King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter, our social media to the icons, Ayatollahs and rock and rollers. There's the NFL players will be wearing bubble wrap next. So, but see, my thing with that is,
if they wear them big bubble balls, I watch that.
Yeah, I think personally people are going too much on the rules in the NFL. Like, okay, these rules are taking place. They're trying to make the game better. I get you what you're saying, Wally, and I'm not honestly for it. I'm very old school in a sense, but I am sensitive enough to understand that people have been affected by the damage, you know, CTE and what the NFL can cause. But to me, the game is still there, nevertheless. You know what I mean? Like, people say, oh, the NFL is sissified now, and this has happened, and that's happened. It's become a soft league. Yeah, it's not what it was in the 80s. It's not what it was in the 90s. You know, Sean Taylor would have a problem playing in this league. As we saw, you know, we said about Ronnie Lott, you know, then people didn't understand where we're coming from, so they just decided to tweet us back. But thank you, Ronnie, for tweeting us, responding to that tweet. But I think they, and as we said before, while it would have a hard time in today's NFL with how they played the game, but the rules are changing. You're better athletes today. They're better conditioned athletes today. Adapt. That's my thought process of that. What's more important is they will never be able to be Hall of Famers if they can't adapt. And speaking about the Hall of Fame, Brian Dawkins goes in tomorrow, J. Chris. I'm going to cry. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to be excited, man. It's going to be, you know, the funny thing is there is like a caravan of people from Philadelphia headed to Canton. And they've been headed there all week. It's going to be ridiculous. You know, the Eagles fans travel very well.
Better than Cowgirl fans. And
absolutely. Well, they don't have to travel because they're just everywhere. So there's different fans all the time. But the Eagle fans are there, and they're going to turn Canton into – it's going to be Canadelphia. That's what it's going to be tomorrow. They're excited about –
Canadelphia. How do you spell that so we can get the hashtag out? Spell Canadelphia.
Oh, man, it's put me on the spot. Yeah.
Sure,
Adelphia. Adelphia.
I don't think he was close, Hugo.
I think that's how
Canadelphia.
I can barely say it myself, so how am I going to spell it? I can
Canadelphia.
But
we had the smart Colombian coming here, fresh from Medellin, no booger sugar needed. It could spell Canadelphia, but you couldn't. You told us what they called it, but you can't even pronounce it right.
I can barely say it. I just came up with
Canadelphia. Canadelphia. It's really easy.
Canadelphia.
This is me. You know, I can't pronounce nothing. We've been doing radio for 3 years. I can't pronounce anything. Canadelphia is easy.
Well, look, long story short, Brian Dawkins is the Philadelphia Eagles' number one son at this moment. You know, the next biggest love affair that Philadelphia will have with a football player will probably be Carson Wentz if he can bring another Super Bowl to the Eagles. But Brian Dawkins is Philadelphia's favorite son. He's going to the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. I didn't even think he was going to make it on the first ballot, but he made it on the first ballot. And it's going to be an amazing thing. T.O. supposedly won't be there, but I'm sure the Eagles fans
won't be. Hold on, stop. You say supposedly. The man has a whole ceremony set in Chattanooga, right?
I understand, but
he's going to have that.
And then walk through the building.
Can you imagine, though, if Terrell Owens does show up tomorrow unannounced and just, like, walk through the crowd?
It would be awesome.
You could see him do it. You could see him do that, too.
Here's the thing. I'm not against what T.O. is doing. However, I think he should go and just call everybody out in his speech.
I am. I'm going to tell you why I'm against it. And I had a conversation with my brother yesterday, and I'm not going to go as far as him, but I understand his argument in this. Now, we said this in the program. You all can call me nuts, can say, I am on crack if Micah was here, whatever. I think he's the second best receiver of all time. My brother-in-law made a very good point for being number one because he says that Jerry Rice played on such a super team. You know what I mean? My caveat to that was, well, to be on a super team, you got to be a super player. You can't have a super team if you're not super. You know what I mean? So he was probably the oil that made the car go, in my opinion, was Jerry Rice. The car was being driven by Bill Walsh. You know what I mean? The engine was Joe Montana. But we all know, what's the use of a car? If you don't have no oil change, your car going to break down. And I think Jerry Rice was the oil to the San Francisco 49ers. But Terrell Owens, to me, the second best receiver of all time, for my reasons being he's more of a possession receiver, can do more things on a football field than what the super freak could do. Yes, I know that there's a saying called you've been mossed, right? I know that he's the greatest home run hitter in NFL history. I love Randy Moss, taking nothing from Randy Moss as I say this. I just am a bigger fan of Terrell Owens is on the football field, not to mention the antics once he scores a touchdown. To me, there's no better end zone. So when that man came to Philly and we played the Ravens and he did the Ray Lewis, yeah, he snuck it in because Ray would have probably popped him, right? So he waited. If y'all notice, go back and watch that play. He waited till the defense was out the end zone before he did it, right? And then that, when he went in there, he was in Dallas, and he ran all the way back to the 50-yard line and just stood on the star. How can you not like this man? But this man should be at the Hall of Fame tomorrow. And the fact that, in my opinion, he's being a baby, and I can't believe I'm going to say that. He's being a baby by not showing up to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, they may have smited you in some kind of way. Yeah, they put, in my opinion, a murderer and Marvin Harrison in the Hall of Fame before him and so forth. And he's a way better player than Marvin Harrison was. And those kind of things, insert what you want to insert there. But Terrell Owens should be at the Hall of Fame because it's about the NFL. It's about what you hear these guys, you hear Brian Dawkins talking about. You hear even Randy Moss talking about. You hear guys before them saying it's the camaraderie. It's being close to those brothers, putting that jacket on, having that feeling. And to me, as a fan of Terrell Owens, I'm being robbed of watching him in the Hall of Fame ceremony. I am a fan of him. I'm not lying. He's my – there. I put him in order, and I can do it so fast. It's Randall Cunningham, it's Walter Payton, it's Deion Sanders, and there's Terrell Owens for me. It's my favorite football player of all time.
Mike, don't you think it's Terrell Owens that's really robbing us from seeing him in the Hall of Fame? Because that's realistically, he's the one that actually pulled out.
Oh, okay. You can insert us with that. No, I agree. I he is robbing us, his fans, of him. I want to see him. Are they even making his statue? Because they showed last night on the Hall of Fame game, they never showed him getting his statue done. Does he still get a statue?
Yeah, they are. He is going to have a bust in the Hall of Fame.
He is going to have it. Okay.
But they're not going to have, suppose. They weren't going to talk about him.
They're not even going to mention
he was there. But you see, here's the thing. Terrell Owens is getting back at the people who didn't vote him in. Not the NFL's
that's
fault. He didn't get voted in. It's the reporters.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He should be there, and he should call everybody out that didn't vote him in.
Here's the thing, though, Mike.
Called everybody out in his Hall of Fame speech. That's what Terrell Owens did.
But here's the thing. Not only should he call him out, right? His gripe is with the wrong people, right? You can go for the Hall of Fame guys, right? Like, first of all, these guys are us. And essentially, right? Like we're studio production majors. You know what I mean? Like we're graduates. This is what we do. We're journalists. So my opinion of somebody. So he was a jerk to Jeff Garcia. So I don't like him. So I mean that's human error. You know what I mean? Like you're judging somebody you really don't probably know. You know what I mean? Like how I get mad when people say, "Well, I hate John Cena." Do you know John Cena? How can you hate somebody you don't know? Right? From a character they play on television. You're hating Terrell Owens when you don't know Terrell Owens. You're not been in his locker room. And for most cases, outside of the incidents he's had with Jeff Garcia, his quarterback, and Donovan McNabb, teammates say he was a great teammate. You know what I mean? And I will never forget when he came to Philadelphia. We started a chant for this man. Okay? Even in Dallas, wherever he's gone, he has touched fans. You got to show up tomorrow, Wally. Your thoughts on the Hall of Fame, Terrell Owens not showing up as well, Wally Wild?
First off, big ups to my man Bobby Beathard, former Redskins GM. One big ups and happy for him because he helped bring Joe Gibbs to D.C. T.O. not going to the Hall of Fame. I'm disappointed in Terrell Owens. I mean, I don't have him have him rated that high like you have him, Mike. But I think he's first.
No, I named my five favorite players, not the five best players ever. I love Randall Cunningham.
He's my favorite player, but he's not the best
quarterback of all time. But I think he's the second best wide receiver of all time. You cannot put him lower than three.
I don't have him lower than three. I mean, you got Randy. I think Randy Moss is better. I think Randy Moss is better. I mean, I'm not gonna make a list.
You can only go Randy Moss and Jerry Rice. You can't put nobody else above
him. I like Chris Carter too. But I mean, I'm not here to debate
We will debate that when you come back in 2 weeks or next Friday. Okay, we're gonna debate on that next Friday.
Bet.
May not be tough
bet
next
that.
Friday.
#bet that. But him not going. Like I have an issue with him not going because. Like his beef is many players have dealt with that. You know what I'm saying? Like many players before him have dealt with that. Like Art Monk dealt with that with Peter King. Like Peter King said that he didn't put like basically Art Monk was left football as the receptions leader. Like left football was the first ballot. It took him about about 15 years to get in the Hall of Fame. And the, one of the main reasons because that Peter King didn't, for some whatever reason, had something out against Art Monk. So that happens. Like, you have these sports writers who do it. But T.O. acts as if he's the only one that's been vilified, period. He's not the only one. This has been going on for years. Everybody picks their favorites. These writers pick their favorites. They pick guys they don't, and they don't pick guys they don't like, and they'll prolong the situation. We all know eventually 9 times out of 10 that individual will get in, but you know these writers, like, they have some type of, they have favorites and they have people they're against.
Exactly.
And that's the nature of the business. But don't punish the fans, like you said. Don't punish mm-hmm. the fans who do love you, who do respect you, they want to see you on their platform, like Jay Chris did. Mm-hmm. If he had an issue with the process, like go to the ceremony and then call them all out. That's
fine.
Like,
tag Wally. Isn't this only his second year of eligibility? Like last year was his first.
Like
right.
He's not even gotten as bad as others. Like his third or fourth, right?
This is his what?
But he hasn't gotten as bad as others.
He got in on the third ballot. They stepped on the first two.
Third. Yeah, but it's not as bad as others. Like some people have gotten it worse. Like for real. Like he. I mean, I get why he believes.
You name one of the best people you can name, honestly, which was Art Monk. It took Art Monk seven tries, and Art Monk was a great football player.
More than that. Art Monk was. People had a campaign here for him because it didn't make any sense. And by mm-hmm. the time, and the thing with Art Monk's situation, by the time, like he actually got in, like his stats didn't look the same. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Art Monk was the reception leader, but by the time. Like the other players who had better stats were starting to come up, so you were like, "Dang, Art Monk may never get in." You know what I mean? So it's like, when I look at T.O. and he complains about the situation, I'm like, "Well, you had other players who were like, other players who were screwed harder than you, bro." No, pause. No pun intended. Too pause.
I'm gonna be doing some of that tonight.
Yeah. But, like, you had other players, like, who got it worse. So, that's where I'm at. I guess for me as a Skins fan who's seen it happen but to another player, I'm like, dude, like, your situation ain't worse than this other man. Like, I get where you're coming from. I understand being angry, but not do it to this level, though.
Well, here's my thing, and I'm going to get your take on this as well, Hugo, to add in my 2 cents, or if you will, so to speak, to what you're saying. You're coming in. I remember we talked about this last year. As a matter of fact, I remember it vividly, and we talked about the chances of them having and them never having two receivers going in at the same time, right? And it seems to me like every year the class gets better. This has to be the greatest collection of Hall of Famers to go in at one time that I can remember. You got Terrell Owens.
Yeah,
you got,
that's a pretty good one.
You got Randy Moss. You got two great linebackers in Urlacher and
yeah.
Ray Lewis, okay? On
Ray
top
Lewis.
Of the Brian Dawkins, next to Allen Iverson and Mike Schmidt, probably the greatest Philadelphia love player of all time there, Jay Chris. Am I wrong with that? I mean, I would think Allen Iverson would be above maybe Brian Dawkins a little bit.
It's close. It's very close.
It's close,
because,
right?
You know,
they're both super loved forever.
Favorite. It was very close.
Right. So, I mean, this is the best class possibly going in the Hall of Fame, like, chill, bruh. Ain't that what the young kids say? Like, the Hall of Fame is lit. You know? I don't even sound right saying lit. That ain't make any sense, sorry. But I just don't get it. I look at this Hall of Fame, and I'm going, bruh. Like, I'm a huge fan. Like, I literally broke my neck to get the Hall of Fame edition of this game just so I can have Terrell Owens on the cover of Madden Football, which, by the way,
man, Zach Thomas.
I love Colin Coward. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, I do. But, bruh, I'm not buying a game because somebody bleeped out your name in a football game. And everybody who wants to say that, listen, guys, you can be pro-black. That don't mean you're racist. And just because you're trying to be pro-black and be down for the cause, make sure you know what you're doing first. Because that's a stupid cause. I'm not going to buy Madden football because they bleeped out his name in a football game. And then, by the way, they realized the backlash and quickly said it'd be back in the game. And y'all telling me I should boycott Madden? Well, that's like boycotting my wife coming out the shower. Y'all stupid. Go ahead. That's stupid. People buy video systems just for Madden football. When Madden EA on Access came out, I seen people pop up online that I ain't seen since last year. Okay? Because they only play Madden football. Men love football. If I still had the soundbite Blog Talk Radio, I would play the song, Madden Season is the reason why my hand smacked your face. Okay? Y'all dumb, man. Fight for a better cause than that. All right? Fight for a better cause than that. Fight for the fact that Burger King tried to jump me. How about that? I ain't see y'all follow my hashtag, boycott Burger King. No, they got $1.69 chicken fries now. Now everybody want to go. Hell, even I do. I ain't going to lie. I saw that commercial. I said, damn it, Burger King. $1.69 chicken fries. No,
Mike,
I love them damn chicken.
Michael, he's talking about going to Burger King and he's at the gym, man. Get the hell out of here, Mike.
No, Listen, hashtag kill fat boy, okay? I didn't go, and I'm not going to go. I'm just pointing out the obvious. Like, you know, if you want to boycott something, like, here's the other thing. Half of y'all don't even, like, I don't get it. Like, I'm being honest with you. People want to just be down so bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, that stupid Kiki challenge, right? Like, go back to that meme I saw this week where the girl had the guy all up on the cage and it said, this is guys who listen to Drake all day, right? I know y'all saw that meme where the girl was like, she had him up on the fence, like, she had him real hard up on the fence. Like, no dude should be being held up by his girl, is essentially what the meme was. And it said, this is guys who listen to Drake all day, right? So when you, like, come on, just the things that people fight for is stupid to me. It's stupid to me. Like, the worst, best thing ever happened to this world was social media. It really is. It's the best and worst thing ever to happen to the world. But, Hugo, real fast, Hall of Fame, man, your thoughts.
Man, really, I'll be honest with you. You just said something that this is the most star-studded Hall of Fame that you've seen probably in recent memory, and I would agree with you. I mean, I was born in the 80s. You know, I sort of growing up and watching sports in the 90s. And, I mean, this is a recollection of what you saw, how, you know, what football was to us. Wake up on a Sunday morning, wait, you know, watch Sunday night, a Sunday morning countdown. And then after that, seeing all these athletes go out and play, man. I agree with you, Mike. I'm excited for this Hall of Fame. Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher, all these dudes, Brian Dawkins. I'm excited, man. And to me, this is my first real class that I can honestly say that, damn, I was actually alive and well, and to be able to, capture what truly they did out in the football field. So I'm excited for this Hall of Fame, man. I truly am.
You know what? Vaughn be love getting me in trouble with the Twitter people. So, remember I said, in my opinion, he's a better wide receiver than Randy Moss? Man, I didn't want you to tweet that. It's okay. I said it. But now they're going to come in with me with pitchforks and whatnot. I mean, damn, what is this world coming to, right? Mike Knox tells people, stop being down for the cause all the time. And in the same breath, I'm not going to say that right now. Welcome to the program. What's going on, Micah? What's going on, man?
Oh, my brother, is Irving going to keep his job? I just came on to talk about that. And then, all right, I don't even play Madden. You know I don't play Madden. And I would just buy a game just to spite all those who trying to fake like they're going to process Madden. I would buy one. I would buy a brand new Madden right now for a system I don't even have. Just about
to buy it from me, then. Since you don't play, buy it from me.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just saying, man. I don't want to sit there and buy games for people. I'm loving the conversation y'all going on there. I ask y'all support all the time. Why not? I ask y'all for support all the time. Why not? I ain't should be able to help all the soul brothers. That's how you actually help out the cause. Each one teach one, or in this case, each one buy one.
Help our brothers out.
Then buy Madden football. But no, Hall of Fame, man. This week, what do you think about the class? What do you think about Terrell Owens not appearing?
Terrell Owens for me was the afterthought as soon as I found out that he wasn't going to go. I was like, oh, so he's trying to make sure that people talk about him as the one guy who didn't go to the Hall of Fame, so he'll be the only guy in history to never go to his own Hall of Fame induction ceremony because he wants to be separated away from everybody else in the Hall of Fame. Now, we fell for it like a hook, line, and sinker. We fell for a hook, line, and sinker because all we were talking about when it came up to the Hall of Fame game was, why is the T.O. there? Why is he doing – let me tell you something, okay? I can agree to the point that you made earlier about Randy Moss not being as good as Terrell Owens, because Terrell Owens looked like a workhorse. Looked like he was a serious workhorse. Here's why I would disagree with you. Randy Moss was not a worker like Terrell Owens when it comes to the work ethic necessary to be a fantastic wide receiver. And him and Terrell Owens had this, had similar numbers with him being lazy. Can you
well, he didn't have to. He was
to
a super freak. That's what he's called,
he
you know what I'm saying?
Straight
cash.
All I'm saying is like guys, yeah, straight cash. So guys who are super freaks, they super freaky, that are like that
super
athletically.
Super freaky, yeah.
Yeah. When they add a level of work ethic to their freak of nature, God-given talent, then it becomes people like LeBron James. Okay? LeBron James got freak of nature type of gifts, and he decides to go ahead with maybe some help. I'm just speculating. It's kind of hard to keep your body up for that long, even with today's technology, without a little help. But the NBA don't test for certain things. But anyway, you know, when you keep up your body that long and you take care of yourself very, very well, as LeBron James did, then that freak of nature talent is able to stretch even longer, and then you're able to even pad. You can pad your stats even more, things like that. You know, and Terrell Owens was able to do it because of longevity. That's how he was able to catch Randy Moss. But if Randy Moss put even 50% of what Terrell Owens did on the field, man, you're talking about probably 200 reception touchdowns, probably over 20,000 daggone reception yards. He would have had a record for most 300-yard games. Like, that's the kind of talent. Like, what Julio Jones is doing, Randy Moss could do in his sleep. That's how talented Randy Moss was. And in my opinion, if he felt like it, he probably still is. But one of the guys I'm going to remember the most is Randy Moss, because in this particular sense, you have a guy who is your equal, literally your equal. Like, I think that they're off on numbers maybe one or two numbers. Mm-hmm. It's not even
one
that
touchdown.
It's not even that far.
Like 164
one
to 163.
And it's like, what, 10 yards separating them as far as reception yards and stuff? Like, you have a guy who's your equal that you worked harder than, and he's going to be able to say what he's going to say, stand out the way he's going to stand out, and you don't get the chance to show him up a la Michael Jordan style and his Hall of Fame.
Oh, he wasn't going to show up. No, I like what Wally said. If anything, you get back at the writers. You get back at the writers. You get back at the staff members. But, again, he's doing a disservice to us.
I mean, it's on him anyway.
Jay Chris deserves that credit. He's the one who initially said that. I'm not gonna take his credit.
I'm just saying he needs to show up. I want him to show up like the NWO out of nowhere. Oh my God, the NWO is here. Terrell Owens is in the park. That's what I'm looking for tomorrow.
Yo, that actually will be pretty cool. That will be pretty cool if Terrell Owens all of a sudden at the end, like right after Randy Moss's speech, all of a sudden some music hit.
Why do you keep trying to make a rivalry between Randy Moss and Terrell Owens? Like, you keep saying
No. I'm not saying it as a rivalry. It just makes sense to go after the other wide receiver that has similar numbers as you. You just come in after he does. That's all.
Okay.
It would be nice if the Hall of Fame was in on the team. Like, you made a whole big pass for people to watch.
The Hall of Fame has come out and said that if Terrell Owens decides to show up, They will welcome him with open arms. He will have a chance to make a speech and all that. They have come out and said that after they said that, you know, they don't want him there and all like that. Act like he never was voted in. They came out and Damage Control said that they'll welcome him with open arms. He can do a speech and everything. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him there, but you know, I just wish he would be there just to call out the reporters. I don't think reporters should have a Hall of Fame vote anyway. Personally.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I agree. I don't think they should either.
That's all I got.
347-637-3859 is number to call in. Listen, Goff, we get up out of here. Monday's show may or may not happen. It's my birthday. I feel like doing it just because it is my birthday, because imagine how wild I would be on air. But so I keep you in the loop for that as I turn the big 4-3. But besides that, UFC this weekend, listen, I always say to buy or not to buy. And when Wally's case, he never buys. He just goes to somebody's house and freeloads. I mean, that's his words, not mine. So don't get mad at me for saying that. But
that's real talk.
Keep it funky. But also, friend of the program, Deontay Wilder just signed on to fight Tyson Fury. So before we talk about UFC 227, got to talk to my boxing aficionados about this. Starting with you, Wallace, you spoke in there. Good fight for him? Dangerous fight for him? Easy fight for him? I mean,
no,
Fury's a tall guy.
No, it's a good fight for him. Good fight for his image. I said this before, and I'm gonna keep saying it. Everybody who keep hyping Tyson Fury is a joke. That dude right now. We gonna go off his last fight.
I wonder where that fight's gonna be
for a while then. It don't matter. If you get knocked out, he don't get knocked out in any country.
No, I think it does matter. Like, if he goes, shouldn't Deontay go over to the UK for this fight? Because Tyson Fury, he can draw 45,000.
Yeah, for over that side, yeah, for money-wise. I thought you meant, like, oh, yeah, for money-wise, definitely. Money, definitely. For better viewership, yeah, definitely should go overseas. But for him, Deontay, I think it's a good fight for Deontay. Because, one, it builds on the aura of Deontay Wilder. Makes him more, you know, in terms of his money, in terms of his reputation, it just ups it even more. Because I don't think Tyson Fury has a chance against Deontay. I don't even think it'll be that close. I think Deontay knocks him out in the fifth round. That's from what I saw with Tyson Fury.
Your take on this, Jay Chris, Tyson Fury versus Deontay Friend of Program Wilder. Look, we just give people names.
I think I've made it very clear on this show that Tyson Fury is not for real to me. Tyson Fury.
I agree. I think he's a cocaine, but you ain't heard it from me.
Tyson Fury is just a tall guy that can punch, that he can throw punches from a distance and keep you. You know, I mean, he doesn't have the athleticism that Wilder has. I don't think he has the power that Wilder has, even though he is a strong dude. That being said, this is a great fight for Deontay Wilder because Tyson Fury is a name. You know, his last fight where he beat Luis Ortiz, that was a name as well. So, you know, he's going to have two names under his belt. Ain't but so many names in the heavyweight division right now. There's probably about four names, okay? And after he fights Fury, he would have defeated two of them, okay? So, and he's the third one, so there's only one more after that. So I think that will lead up to a fight that will help build up money and interest for a fight with Joshua. So I think this is a great fight for Deontay Wilder and for his career and for the storyline. It just makes money and it makes sense to me. And I got to agree with Wilder. He knocks him out in five rounds or cheaper.
Okay. I'm not in disagreement with that. You know, I'm a Deontay Wilder mark. So, but tomorrow also, which I cannot wait for, Henry Cejudo, who got his arse whooped by my guy, who I call the best pound-for-pound UFC fighter in the world, and Hugo wants to rip him because he's a smaller guy. You know what I mean? That small guy can probably whoop your arse, okay? So with that being said, we got tomorrow night UFC 227. Friend of the program, TJ Dillashaw takes on Corey Gervant, also a rematch as, you know, let's be real here, Hugo. We were shocked that TJ knocked him out. You know what I mean? Like we were blown away from that knockout. But Corey gets his chance to get his belt back. He says TJ got into his head. How do you have this fight tomorrow? Go ahead and lock it up.
It's a tough fight to call, Mike. I'll be honest. I like Garbant a lot. I definitely love TJ Dillashaw. Hopefully, mind games don't get to Garbrandt. I definitely would like to see a highly contested bout. But I'm going to go with TJ Dillashaw, man. I'm going to go with TJ Dillashaw in this bout. I'm going to go ahead and take him. I'm going to go ahead and take him out with a. I'm going to go ahead and take him with a unanimous decision. It's not going to be as one sided as the last fight. I think it's going to be more. It's going to go into decision, and Garbrandt will suffer a second loss in UFC.
See, I'm looking at this fight, and let me show you how deep I dig into the crates of my UFC-dom. Remember Sarah when he upset my favorite fighter and George St. Spartacus Pierre? That's what that was to me, except for I think TJ's a better fighter than he was, you know what I mean? But that's what I see here. I love TJ. I think he threw this. It's UFC. It's combat fighting. Anything can happen. But this is Corey fight again, like that fight, in my opinion, to lose. I think Corey gets his belt back and it sets up an ultimate. Got to have the third bout, the rubber match between the two. But I'm going to go Corey Gervant with a unanimous decision and wins this fight. I can't see him knocking out TJ. You know what I mean? So, but no. TJ is a scrapper in this fight. So this is gonna be real interesting in this fight. Going to you, Micah. Who wins this fight tomorrow? UFC 227.
He who is in your head once is in your head again. He who occupies the most space in your head has control over you. TJ Dillashaw is going to go ahead and win that fight again. And even though Corey, you know, it's like he's probably going to come back a little tougher, he'll probably get knocked out again.
You lock it up.
Wow.
Lock it up.
Wow. What about you, Jay Chris? Who wins this fight tomorrow night? I like that. Hold on. Stop. Pause. Cordon the meter. Look at Micah with the UFC opinion. That was, Micah, that might have been the best fight opinion and commentary you've made thus far. I'm sorry. That was good. Who's in your head once stays in your head, boy, with your bad self. Mama ain't raised no dummy there, boy. He can cook and he's smart.
Michael with the Confucius type of prediction there. I like
Confucius
it.
Confucius say, I go run. So he got one this fight, Jay Chris.
Hey, you know what? Since Michael put together that Confucius like prediction, I'm gonna go with Michael. I'm gonna agree with Michael. Just because he made the Confucius type prediction, I'm going with I'm agreeing with Michael on this.
You got TJ Dillashaw. Man, am I gonna be the only person on this panel going for Corey tomorrow, Wally? Are you with me?
Look, you already know where I stand with this type of stuff. You know what I mean? But I'm going to go with Mike. I believe in Mike.
I just thought.
Okay. I'm about to say. Because I believe in Mike.
It was so compelling. He was ready. Like, I've been waiting.
I like the energy,
to come
man.
To UFC
my man
competition.
Energy and he was confident.
Yeah, he was so confident in that. But I'm on the opposite.
So.
Last fight on this card I'm going to talk about is my guy, Mighty Mouse Johnson. Last time he destroyed Henry in the first round. Got to go back to you, my man, the one, the only, Huggo! Who wins this fight tomorrow, man?
Obviously, it's going to be Mighty Mouse. But listen, one thing I'm going to say about Mighty Mouse, I'll be honest, be like Daniel Cormier. Go ahead and go up one weight class. Let's see what you got against TJ Dillashaw. Let's see what you got what you got against Garbon. Let's see what you got. All right? If you want to be the tough, the pound for pound best fighter in the UFC, go up one. Do what Daniel Cormier did. Go from light heavyweight to the heavyweight and beat Stipe Miocic. Go ahead and try that. I want to see then if you truly are the pound for pound best fighter in the UFC. That's all I got to say, but I'm going to say Mighty Mouse to win it because he does dominate that scrub division of the flyweights.
You lock it up.
You know what, Huggo?
Lock it up.
You always have something negative to say, but normally when you have something negative to say, you don't back it up with an opinion. You just say they're trash, right? That was good. I like that. I agree with you on everything you said in that. I'm serious. I agree with you. I love Mighty Mouse Johnson. I really do. But you're right. He cannot continue to stay in his weight class when it's – especially if he wins this fight tomorrow with, you know, as easy as he won the first fight, right? He has to move up because then there's nothing for you to do. You're standing in the division, getting money, twitching, video games, playing Fortnite, right, when there's literally no competition out there. If you're to me, the athletes of Michael Jordan S, you know, the Magic Johnsons of the world, you know, Peyton Mannings, those guys, they became, and I'm going to go to combat sports, you know, I won't say Floyd, so I'm going to go to somewhere, you know, like the Holyfields, the Sugar Ray Leonards. They fought the best. They wanted to fight the best. You got to go up, Demetrius. You got to go up in the weight class. Of course, I'm picking him to win this fight. I'm gonna go another stoppage. Is that fair? I don't want to say knockout or submission. He can do either one, but I think he wins the fight. I don't think he goes five rounds. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be a stoppage somewhere, and because he's that good, he doesn't. I mean, even when he does go five rounds, sometimes watching his fights are boring because he just really be beating people's ass. He just really, really does.
That's what I'm saying. So, listen. I won't hate on Mighty Mice if he definitely does what, you know, just go up in weight class. Prove yourself in the bantamweight division. He has to class to do
so all these years, it's been about that he won't go up in his weight class.
Why didn't you say that before? It's his size, Mike. I'm telling you. It's his size. I honestly, if I see him fight against TJ Dillashaw or Garbon or any of those guys in the bantamweight division, he'll lose. I'm telling you, he will lose. It's his size. He's too small.
I don't think he will lose. I think he's too skilled. I think his jiu-jitsu is too good. I just think he's just too damn good. I mean, he's the reincarnation of the game, okay? And I'm not talking about the rapper out of L.A., you okay? I see blood! Blood! I'm sorry, that song will stay in your head all day now.
okay, like the Jay-Z song, Lucifer's Down in the Morning. Which one sticks in your head more, the Blood or the Jay-Z Lucifer song? That's a Twitter question, babe. What song will stay in your head longer, the Game's I See Blood or Jay-Z's Lucifer? Both of them joints will stay in your head all day. And Mike, and King Von Jr., yes, I didn't skip Floyd because I don't think Floyd ducked nobody. Don't let that be what it sounds. There was nobody for Floyd to fight. Okay, I don't think Floyd ever ducked anybody. So, but the difference is that even with Manny Pacquiao, he kept going up and up and up and up and up, and Floyd went up and up and up and just stopped going up. You know what I mean? So that's where I have, you know, I'm not taking up from Floyd. I still think Floyd's the greatest fighter of all time. So let's just put that in that conversation right there. But with that being said, guys, listen, we're going to get out of here because it's Friday, or as my wife would have, I got to put this on the soundtrack. Let's drink to the freaking weekend. That's that Rihanna, y'all. Get with it. Get like me, because I can't wait, because Monday is my birthday, and y'all know my PayPal. So if you want to holler at me, don't hit me nothing through PayPal. Just let me know and send it to me. So then I wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me. Had to do an extra for Tara Lowen, so I'll do it one more time. I love me some me. Straight cash, homie. We out of here, y'all. Peace.
This is the Shoulder Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. If you're not down with that, we got you!